I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. The Taliban are telling Afghans to stop trying to leave the country as thousands are desperate to flee. This comes after the director of the CIA held a secret meeting in Kabul yesterday with the Taliban's leader. It's the highest level face-to-face meeting with U.S. officials since the militant group took control of the Afghan capital. The Biden administration says it's been in regular contact with the Taliban as the U.S. continues airlifting American citizens and Afghan allies out of the country. More than 21,000 people were flown out yesterday, but it's a race against time. President Biden could decide as soon as today if the military needs to stay in Afghanistan past his August 31st deadline. But a Taliban spokesman says it would not extend the deadline for all foreign nationals to be evacuated. Florida's struggle over masks in schools continues in court today. A judge in Leon County started hearing a case yesterday between pro-mask parents and elected officials who say parents should have the final say if their child masks up. Some schools are challenging an order from Governor Ron DeSantis banning mask requirements. They say students' health needs to come first.
We have to do everything we can do in our power to uphold the law while also, more importantly, protecting our children from harm.
Those on the other side point to a new state law that says only parents can decide on the education and health care of their child. They argue the effectiveness of masks isn't concrete. The Florida school districts that mandated masks last year reportedly saw comparable case rates to districts without mask requirements. Crews are picking up the pieces after Tropical Storm Henri made its way through the Northeast. But their job is going to get harder this week as heat and humidity move into the region. Temperatures in some of the areas hit hardest by Henri are expected to climb into the 90s, but the humidity will make it feel much hotter. A lot of people are still without power, and officials are urging them to find ways to cool down as the heat will stretch through the end of the week. New York now has its first woman governor. Kathy Hochul was sworn in early this morning. She took the oath at midnight after Andrew Cuomo's resignation took effect. Hochul served as Cuomo's lieutenant governor for the past 7 years. He resigned after state investigators announced he'd sexually harassed multiple women. Hochul is scheduled to give her first address as governor this afternoon. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.